So we're checking in with Al Bina from the Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum, who we haven't seen in quite a while due to the pandemic that's going on. But Al, it's so nice to virtually see you. How are you?
Joe, it's great to be with you. As I always say, when we come into the studio, it's great to be with you, you know. Yeah, I've been fine. Like I say, we've been kind of laying low here. The museum, naturally, we couldn't have opened the museum due to all the corona restrictions. And we haven't been doing too much other than just doing a lot of computer work, you know, catching up on some of the stories we dug out of the old newspapers. We're trying to organize things. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, have you been able to talk to the members of the museum at all throughout this whole time?
Yeah, I've been in contact with, most of the members that are really active in the museum that are doing, like I call it, research, you know what I mean? This is a great time for them. Our historian, Tom Bonomi, has been unbelievable. He's been digging up more stories from all these old newspapers that now are actually online at a lot of these museums around the country.
Oh, yeah, there's just so much information that's available now. And like you say, everybody has a little more time on their hands, so put it to good use, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, the thing is, we haven't been able to do anything. We haven't been able to do any of our walks. You know, we used to do a Bunker Hill Quarry walk. We used to do the Granite Rail walk a couple of times a year. The Lion's Churney Mill, we used to do that 4 or 5 times a year. Stone splitting, we used to do. We couldn't do any of that. We're starting to be on the kind of the tail end of it now, you know what I mean? But we are opening the museum up not this weekend, but next weekend. I think it's the 19th and the, gotta look at my book here. Yeah, the 19th and the 20th of September, we're gonna be opening the museum. We got all the arrows and the directional flows and everything required by the state, you know. So we're going to try to open it up not this weekend, next weekend. We're going to have a nice walk around the Lion's Churney Mill. What we've done is we've actually blown up quarry pictures, 24 by 36. So they're pretty good sized pictures. We'll be putting them on easels, and we're going to place them all around the churning mill at different stops. So the people will be able to come in, start a tour around the mill, and as they're touring around the mill, they'll be able to stop and look at these historic granite pictures and all the interpretive information we have right on the picture itself too. So it should be good. And like I say, we'll keep the social distancing and we'll do all the things that are required on the opening of museum. The one fortunate thing we got, Joe, is we're out basically outdoors. So we don't have a lot more of the restrictions that might be on like a museum that's closed. So that's kind of to our advantage. You know, we're kind of in the open air up there. But we are opening the museum also, but we're limiting it to 3 people at a time in the museum because it is fairly small. So if they keep their social distancing, we got all the arrows, we got all the information. If they keep their 6-foot distance, there'll be no problem with 3 people in there. We got both doors open now. We've opened the emergency door, the exit door, and we got the main door open. So there'll be plenty of ventilation through there. So like I say, people will be able to tour the mill, look at some of the historic pictures we're gonna have around there. And also they'll be able, if they wanna actually come in and tour the museum. Again, it'll be on a limited basis. We're not only gonna allow 3 people at a time in there, but you know, it should move along pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's great to be able to open up again. You know, we're seeing, I mean, even the Museum of Fine Arts is not just open yet. You know, they're just planning to open now too. So, I mean, you're not the only museum that's had to, you know, pull back because of this whole time. So it's nice to be able, I'm sure, to open up to the public again.
Yeah, you know, I'm talking to Bob Damon, and he's kind of enthusiastic about us opening it up. You know, for even if we just open it up 2 or 3 weekends a month, you know. But it's amazing, Joe. You know, people just want to get out and do things. You know, they've been stuck in the house all the time. Funny little story. I'll tell you a quick little funny little story. Yesterday, Tom Bonomi was up at the Churney Mill. And he goes up there periodically, checks things, looks around, make sure everything's all right. He was inside the turning mill, and a couple drove up in a car. It was an Asian couple. And the fella got out of the car, and he saw the gate was open. He's coming in. He asked Tom, he says, Jesus, can I come in and take some pictures? And Tom says, well, yeah, sure, you can. I'm here. Are you welcome to come in? He says, oh, no. He says, I want my wife to play her viola and take some pictures of her turning it, playing it in the mill. And Tom says, sure. So come to find out, his wife wasn't with him. So he had to go home and get her viola. They come back to the turning mill with a chair. He sat the chair down in the middle of the turning mill. In fact, he had a drone, and he had about three cameras, Tom said. And she was there playing her viola, and he was flying his drone around, taking pictures of her playing the viola in the middle of the turning mill. So it seems like people just want to get out and do things, you know? But, I mean, that was kind of a – when Tom told me that, I said, gee, that's unbelievable. He said, well, every time I stop by there, he says, people stop and want to come in. He says, because they get nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So we're glad we're going to be open like that, you know?
That's a great story. And it just, you know, I'm sure it makes you guys feel good to know that you're missed, you know, while you're closed.
Yeah. Like I say, you never know what you're going to run into at the turning mill.
Yeah. You know, and has it had an impact on the finances, Al? I know that you depend completely on donations. How's that standing up?
Well, like I say, we're kind of strapped right now, but I mean, we're still maintaining our electric light, our phone. We're still maintaining the bills that come in like that, you know? So our head is a little above water. You know, we haven't gone underneath yet, but so, I mean, I think we're surviving. Let's put it that way, but it's been a strain, you know, all these museums, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a museum, everybody's kind of in a strain right now, you know? So hopefully, like I say, we're coming toward the end of it. And I don't know if we're coming to the end of it, but we're able to do a little more things now, a few more things, you know, to get some people up there. And it'll help us out.
Yeah, well, Quincy's in a pretty good spot, thankfully, with the virus. You know, it seems to be under control, and kids are going to be going back to school soon. I know that kids groups are a big part of what you do at the museum. Do you anticipate maybe being able to get some of them back?
Oh, yeah, we'd definitely love to get some back. Like I say, as soon as we this is the first time we've opened up since the corona really hit, you know, so we're going to see how it goes. And I don't think there'll be any problems. We only advertised really on the Quincy Sun this time because we didn't want to open it up to Facebook and Nextdoor, because we want to keep it to a smaller group, maybe a Quincy group, just see how things go and maybe iron out any of the little problems we might have. And then we'll kind of open it up to the greater community, you know, beyond Quincy.
Sure.
So we're kind of sticking to Quincy. And along with QATV and the Quincy Sun, we'll kind of keep it local right now.
Yep.
Just see how, you know.
Sure. I'm guessing folks are going to have to wear their face masks, right, and sanitize their hands, all those things.
Oh, yeah, there'll be definitely face masks. We'll have to have – it's required they wear their face masks, keep their distancing. But as far as sanitizing – nobody's going to really touch anything, really, because we're outdoors. They're not going to be touching the pictures, but we do have hand sanitizer, and we do have sanitizer spray that we, you know, if somebody does touch something, we can always clean it up.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Or desanitize it, you know?
Yep.
But we've got everything in place according to the state guidelines, you know, because we don't want the governor to show up and say, gee, you're adhering to all my guidelines, you know? So we have got all the guidelines covered. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't think the governor's going to show up. But
no, not this time.
Who knows? The mayor might, you know, but not the governor.
Yeah. Well, of course, October is Archaeology Month, right? I know you usually plan a big event around that.
Yeah, right. We are planning, again, if this goes smooth, we'll definitely, Archaeology Month in October, we'll definitely open it up. maybe two or three weekends just to give people something to do during Archaeology Month.
Sure.
So, yeah, we are planning to do something in Archaeology Month. Basically, it'll be the same as we were doing the 19th and the 19th and the 20th?
Yep, that's a Saturday and a Sunday, yep.
Saturday and a Sunday, yeah.
Okay. So go ahead, Al.
I say we will be doing something definitely in for Archaeology Month.
Super. I'm just curious, with folks having more time on their hands, if they were cleaning out their basements and their attics and their sheds, did they find any more artifacts that they let you know about?
I haven't heard anything, but I'll definitely would love to get some more artifacts that have been laying around in either the cellars or the attics, and that's a good point. I never thought of that, Joe, but people might be in the cleaning out mood. So we're definitely here, or we'll accept any artifacts related to the granite industry that we can get.
Okay, good.
Good point.
Yeah, I just, did so many people are doing these, house cleanings now because they have all this time on their hands, so they may come across some things. And I was, I was struck too, Al, by the fact that the last pandemic, over 100 years ago, the granite industry was in full swing at that point. So those folks that were in the industry at that time had to deal with a pandemic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, And again, that's one little part of the history that we never really focused on, We never even thought about the pandemic back then, because it definitely must have affected the granite industry too. Be interesting, again, you see, the thing is we start going down all these different roads and we pick up these different subjects that we really should research, That's a very good point. Thanks for bringing it up, Joe.
Just giving Tom Bonomi some more homework to do, right?
Some more homework. He'd definitely dig up something on it, I tell you.
I am sure. Okay, so again, for the 19th and the 20th, what are the hours, Al?
10 to 3.
10 to 3, okay, very good.
10 to 3, And we're there usually, if there's somebody hanging around me, we're usually there after 3, but we're sitting those hours 10 to 3.
Okay, and obviously it has to be weather dependent, right?
Weather dependent, yes. In fact, I did note that, if we're raining either day, we'd have to postpone it to another date.
Sure. Let's hope it doesn't. I think it'd be.
Yeah, let's hope, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a nice break for members of the museum and for the public, too, to get back into it, get outside and learn something about the museum and the history of the industry, too.
And one other point, we'll be selling T-shirts that day, too. So we kind of focused on that too. That will definitely help our financial situation. If anybody would love to buy a T-shirt, T-shirts will be on sale that day there too.
Oh, good. Both good. Do you have one handy you could show us by chance? just curious.
Yeah, I don't. One of my daughters said she knows what's coming on with you today. She says, make sure you put your Aquarium Museum T-shirt on, and I didn't put it on, Joe. Sorry.
Listen to your daughter. She knows.
listen to your kids. Once in a while, they know what they're talking about.
Well, next time. Anything else we should let folks know about right now, do you think, Al?
No, that's about it. Like I say, I do appreciate this Zoom, and it's been an experience. It's been a learning experience for me, Joe. Just trying to get on this Zoom with you. It's been an experience. If these people only knew what it took for me to get on, to do a Zoom with you, they'd appreciate this,
Well, I am honored to be your very first Zoom interview. I'm sure you'll be Zooming all over the place now.
yeah, Joe. Thanks again. Again, it's always a pleasure to be on with you. And I'd say we always do get a little bump when we're on QATV. We always do get a little bump. So we thank you for that.
Ah, I'm glad to be able to help. Speaking of, what's the website?
Website is just QuincyQuarryMuseum.org. And all our information is on there. In fact, the opening in September here is on that. And what we'll be doing, we'll be putting the October schedule on also.
Okay, great.
So if anybody misses this one in September, we'll be doing the exact same thing in the month of October. For Archaeology Month.
All right. Sounds good. So good to see you, Al. Really appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it in person next time.
Joe, it's always great being with you again. Thank you again.
And leave us with your two famous sayings.
Don't take anything for granted, but we're chipping away at it.
There you go. And on that note, we just lost your picture, so we'll have to say goodbye. There you are. You're back again.
My iPhone just came on. It said low power.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, we got you in just in time before your battery dies.
So we're chipping away at it, but don't take it anything for granted.
All right. Thanks a lot, Al.
See you later, Joe.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thanks.
Okay. Good job.